All right, well, now to Redwood City, California, where the U.S. Olympic Committee is meeting today to hear bids from San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Boston for the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Kurt Nickisch is a reporter with WBUR, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. He's in Redwood City. And, Kurt, let's go through these bids, starting with San Francisco, where you are. What case are they making?
Well, they've tried a few times before, and they are pitching a more sustainable games. They, for instance, want an Olympic stadium that you can break down and reuse afterwards.
And what about Los Angeles?
Well, Los Angeles is the only U.S. city to host the Summer Games twice. They're trying to do it for a third time. They host big events all the time. They're taking it very sort of Southern California style. Like, you know, they do this all the time and let's have another party.
Okay. What about Washington, D.C.? They have never hosted the Summer Olympics.
Well, they've gotten some criticism for really doing a lot of planning without really bringing the public into it so far. And so we really don't have a lot of details about it. They're going to be pitching more of those today.
And Boston is the fourth city.
Yeah, also pitching a sustainable, walkable games. They say that they're not going to build a single parking space. And a lot of these venues and the Olympic Village would be something that would be designed by MIT, and they'd actually break those apartments down and move them to different parts of the city afterwards.
But there is opposition in Boston to hosting the Olympics. Is that going to be a negative for the city as it tries to get the 2024 Summer Games?
It could be, but it really is a small group of people that's gotten very vocal and getting more people to wonder. But I think the big, you know, question in people's minds is, you know, they had that big dig construction project that seemed like a great idea at $5 billion, about the same price as these Olympics, and it ended up being $15 billion. Mm. So that's in the back of people's minds.
Now, this is just the first step because this is just the U.S. deciding which city to put forward to get the games. But which other cities will it be up against?
Pretty stiff competition, actually. You're going to have Berlin, Paris, probably Rome for sure. And you also have, you know, other cities like Melbourne, Istanbul, Doha, Johannesburg, or Durban, South Africa. So there are a lot of other countries running. It's not at all clear that they're going to get this.
And we should say it's not even clear that there will be a U.S. bid, right?
No, the USOC didn't even put forward an American bid for the 2020 Olympics. Those are going to be in Tokyo. And that's really due to the fact that the U.S. got snubbed for the 2016 Summer Games. They're going to Rio. Not that Rio wasn't a worthy winner, but, you know, Chicago went out in the first round of voting. And
right.
It's just seen as a rejection. And so there's that being jilted at the altar a little bit feeling there. And so the USOC has to decide whether to go forward.
When will we know where the Olympics will be?
Well, not until 2017. But we'll know at least within a few weeks if the USOC is going to put forward an American bid and which city that will be. But then the IOC narrows that next year and you don't have a final decision until 2017.
That's Kurt Nickisch, a reporter with WBUR, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network, joining us from Redwood City, California, where the U.S. Olympic Committee is meeting today. Kurt, thanks so much.
But of course, thank you.
And you can vote at our website. Who should get it? San Francisco, L.A., Boston, Washington, D.C.? Just go to hereandnow.org and leave a comment on this story.